We can get our hymnals and turn to hymn 334. Miss Jean's going to come and lead us. Shall we stand?
son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He gave his love.
Thank you, Scott. Brother Scott Holder is currently serving with the Marine Corps Band at Headquarters Marine Corps, and Margaret Lee was proud of all of her nephews, all of them, talked about all of them, her whole family. But it is a wonderful thing that Scott is able to be here today to sing the songs that she loved so. Scott will be coming back to sing for us the closing song as well, but we're thankful for his service and for him being here today. Miss Margaret Lee laid out her funeral. She had everything planned. She had everything programmed. She knew exactly what she wanted. And if you know Margaret Lee, you don't deviate from what she wanted. And so this pastor is going to do exactly as she wanted me to do. She has selected Psalm 23. She says, I want the pastor to read Psalm 23, and I want him to comment on Psalm 23. Well, there's a number of verses there. And as you know, the pastor, sometimes a pastor gets carried away with a single verse, sometimes. But she also wanted me to share from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Psalm 23 speaks to us of a daily personal walk with the Lord, which I believe without a doubt Miss Margaret Lee had. Psalm 23 reads this way, and it's familiar to all Christians. It says, David writes, the Lord is my shepherd. He doesn't say the Lord is the church's shepherd or the congregation's shepherd. Here in particular, David says the Lord is my shepherd, which means David had a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God meets all of our needs, does he not? And he meets all of our needs. Doesn't necessarily meet all of our wants. Our nation, I think, is reeling today because of all of our wants. God meets all of our needs. David says, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Every Christian ought to realize in your Christian walk, you represent, if you claim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you represent the Lord Jesus in your walk. And so you ought to walk in such a way to bring honor and glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. David says, he restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Shadow of death. Death is only a shadow to the Christian. We're walking through, this family is walking through the shadow of death right now. Miss Margaret Lee walked through the shadow of death. When she walked through that corridor, she met the angels there. The angels met her, picked her up, and carried her into the very presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you only walk through the shadow of death for the Christian. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When Miss Margaret Lee her health became such that it became apparent that she would have to sell her home and move to a place where she could get, where she would have some relationship, and she would have somebody to look in on her every now and then. One of the hardest things for her to do was to move out of her home of some 60 years and move to Village Gardens. And Mike and I worked together and shared together in our helping her to move the furniture and so forth. It was so difficult for her to make that decision, but I believe that it was the right decision. It was a time for her to make that decision. It was a time for her to move to a place where she could, where she was not alone. She was there at the Village Gardens, and she had such a wonderful time. I mean, it just seemed like her spirit picked up because she could interface with many of the church family members that had been at Powhatan before and that were present over there. And so I think it was a good move for her. And then, of course, her health, as it began to continued to falter and so forth, we had to move her over to the Bryan Center where she could have some constant nursing attention and so forth. And so that was another move for her in the last few years of her life. And then, of course, because of Lexine and the family being so far away, it was difficult for them to be up there and to be present with Margaret Lee as she needed them. And so the decision was made to move her to Mary Graham in Clinton. And so again, she moved. But let me assure you, the scripture says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Margaret Lee is not moving again. She's home. And praise the Lord that she's left behind her a wonderful testimony that many of her church, certainly her church family members, many of her family members, will be going by and by, if the, by either by the rapture of the church or by or through the corridor of death, will, because of her testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, also go home to be with the Lord someday. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, in verses 1 through 8, another scripture that Miss Margaret Lee selected, these verses speak to us of the dynamics of life, the ever-changing events of life. Somehow, you know, the human nature is we don't like change. We don't like change. Scott could probably tell you, if you look at the Marine Corps uniform, you'll see the Marines are wearing the same uniform, dress blues that they wore back many, many, many years ago. The Marines don't change. The Marines kind of said they've got a program, they've got a uniform that they've stuck to for many years. We don't like change. We don't like change. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, the scripture teaches us that we live in a world awash in sin, and there's a time to be born, and there is a time that we will die. Verse 1 says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. There is a time for warring. There is a time for healing. There is a time that it becomes necessary that we kill. But there's also a time of healing. A time to break down, and a time to build up. There are things that we've built maybe in the past, and we come to realize it's getting old, and we have to tear it down, and we have to start over again and rebuild again. And so there's another dynamic of life. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend or to tear in two, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. And finally, in verse 8 it says, a time to love and a time to hate. A time, when would be a time for Christians to hate? When might be a time for Christians to hate? Well, the scripture says, be angry and sin not. A time that Christians might hate would be a time when they hate sin, willful sin. Christians are perfectly within their rights to hate such things as that. The Lord Jesus Christ, you'll remember, turned over the tables in the temple of the money changers. So there is a time to hate. A time of war, and there is a time of peace. So all through Miss Margaret Lee's life, she's had some ups, she's had some downs. She's had some she's had changes in her life that were positive and some changes that were negative. But listen, she's at peace today, is she not? Present with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm wondering this morning if there's something upon the heart of maybe someone here, maybe a family member, or maybe a friend that you would like to share about Miss Margaret Lee. Miss Margaret Lee said, it's perfectly all right if someone would like to share. Anybody have anything that they would like to share? Yes. Segment or the event that I'd like Amen. Others. That's right.
He makes a woman look at that time. But I'm rejoicing because I know you're supposed to be.
That's right. Thank you, Billy. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
He took the time out of her to be able to encourage me say every time that I would have the opportunity to speak after him, he would still encourage me, telling me, you know, what a good job he thought I did. So he wasn't encouraged, and y'all can be proud of that.
Amen.
I'm proud of and we got a chance to go to visit with the youth, and every time we went, he had two or three boxes of ice cream things that was waiting on him. But he didn't want to wait.
Amen. Anybody else? Well, let me tell you something about Margaret Lee Blinson that you probably don't know. And you're probably going to hear this for the first time ever. She was a no-nonsense Christian. Is that news to you? Shouldn't be news to anybody in this sanctuary. She was a no-nonsense Christian. When I first came to Powhatan and we did up a bulletin, why, this pastor put everything that was going on at Powhatan Free Will Baptist Church in that bulletin. And Brother Larry Smith was the first one. He would do the preliminaries here at Powhatan, and he would read the bulletin because it was important to some folks to hear the bulletin. Miss Margaret Lee said, she told me off to the side, she said, "Preacher, we can read the bulletin. That's taking up your time to preach. We want to hear you preach. We can read the bulletin." Well, I talked to her about that, and I encouraged her. I told her, I said, "You know, it is nice to have the bulletin. We do have a bulletin, but there's some things in there that some folks they can't read as well, or maybe they can't see, we just want to make sure that we reemphasize what's in that bulletin." All right, okay, but I think it ought to be. I think it ought to move it along. She was a no-nonsense Christian. When the services began, somebody got up and started moving around the sanctuary. Miss Margaret Lee she thought that was just absolutely. They've got all this time before the service, and now in the middle of the service, they get up and they've got to go here and they've got to go there. And it's distracting to you, isn't it? Distracting to you, preacher? Well, to be honest, sometimes I don't even see some folks getting up to move. But you know, she felt it was distracting to other folks as well. She thought when people came into the sanctuary and the services began, they ought to sit still and they ought to be quiet. And little kids running around or running from here, getting up to go to the bathroom. No, she wasn't for it. And let me share this with you. Hugs. When I first came to Powhatan, when I was out at that door and folks were going out, I'm a hugger. And most all members of Powhatan are huggers. They are. But when I first came to Powhatan, somebody told me, says, "Miss Margaret Lee, she's not a hugger. She don't go for that. But I hugged her anyway." And I'm going to tell you something. Miss Margaret Lee would never let me leave, and certainly I would never leave from her presence without hugging her. And I mean, she would hug me and she'd give me a little kiss right on the cheek here. And that was a blessing to me. The last time when we went down to see her at Clinton, bless her heart, we took her coffee. Julie and Wilhelmina will tell you that you'd swing by, if you were going to see Margaret Lee, you'd swing by McDonald's there and pick up a cup of coffee, a large cup of coffee. And everybody knows McDonald's makes the hottest coffee on the market. Well, we just around the corner. We'd take that coffee in to Miss Margaret Lee, and she'd take that coffee in her hands, and she'd hold a cup of it in her hands like this, and she would pop that little top there, and she would sip that coffee. I mean, it was hot, and she would just say, mmm. I don't know how in the world she did that, but she loved McDonald's coffee. And so when you went to visit her, you'd take her a cup of coffee. The last time that we visited her, that we took a cup of coffee, and we shared with her. She was really quiet. And Miss Margaret Lee didn't do a lot of the talking. She listened. She asked a little questions about what was going on at Powhatan. Always, Miss Margaret Lee was always aware of what was going on in Powhatan, whether she was in the church or she was out of the church. She knew what was going on. This is her life. The church was her life, and her family was her life. But We got ready to leave. And boy, she gave me a hug, and she just held on, and it was just a tremendous blessing to me. I never thought that the next time I went down to see her, that she wouldn't be able to give that hug. She was in the bed, and she was unable to get up, and she was unable to sit up in her wheelchair anymore. Martha and I, or Mike had called and shared with us that that Miss Margaret, that the folks had called the family in, and that they felt like Miss Margaret Lee would only have a couple of, maybe at the best, a couple of days, maybe the week. So Monday, the Lord just laid it heavy on my heart that Martha and I would go down and see her. And we called Wilhelmina, and Wilhelmina said, "I'll be right over there." And so we went down to see her, never realizing that in a matter of hours she'd be home with the Lord. But we went down there. We had a visit with her. She was unable to communicate with us, but we communicated with her. We talked about what a wonderful revival service we had last week, and what a wonderful homecoming service we had, and just had a good time with her. And we know that she heard us. We know that she heard us. And the nurse came in, and the nurse told us that she probably only had maybe two or three days. And so we had prayer with her, and we left. And no sooner had we left and got home that Mike called, and he said, "Preacher Jim, did you get a chance to, did you go down to see Miss Margaret Lee?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, what time did you go? Because he thought we hadn't gone. He probably thought that we hadn't gone yet, or maybe we were going the next day. But he told me that they just called and said, "Miss Margaret Lee has gone home to be with the Lord." And I'm telling you, that's a wonderful blessing to this pastor. It's a wonderful blessing to Wilhelmina, to Martha and I both, to Martha as well, that we had an opportunity to fellowship and share with her the wonderful activities that were going on here at Powhatan. And then she slipped away, and the angels came in and took her home. Margaret Lee's whole life was a life faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ and faithful to Powhatan Free Will Baptist Church. Her whole family, the Blinson family, has a marvelous name here at Powhatan Free Will Baptist Church. The Blinson family served many of the families, if not all the families, all of her brothers and sisters, if not at one time or another, were members here at Powhatan Free Will Baptist Church. Her father and her mother, her sisters and her brothers, she was a faithful member of the Power Light Sunday School class that met right back there in the corner for years. Margaret Lee witnessed the passing of every one of her immediate family members, father, mother, sisters, brothers, until it came right down to her. And she always said to me, "Preacher, I'm the last of my family, and I wish the Lord would come and take me on home right now. Because I'm ready. I'm ready." And she was. And she was. And as I shared before, the last 5 years of her life were emotionally heavy years. Her health failing her, and she had to make the difficult decisions to move from this point and then to another point and then to another point. But now she's safely home to a permanent residence with the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 14, verses 2 through 6, Jesus says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go," Jesus says, "you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him," what? "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Where is that glorious dwelling place? Where is that glorious dwelling place? Well, Scott's going to come and sing for us, "Beyond the Sunset." And that's where Margaret Lee felt heaven was at, just beyond the sunset. Well, that's where she's at today. She's back home again with her whole family. Family reunion going on there? Marvelous. We may be sad on this side, but we can rejoice in knowing that she's home with her family. She's home with the Lord. Amen. Scott, come and sing for us, will you?
Beyond the sunset, a blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun, earth's toiling ended, a glorious dawning. Beyond the sunset, when day is done, beyond the sunset, a glad reunion with our dear loved ones who've gone before. In that fair homeland, we'll know no parting. Beyond the sunset, when day is done.
Because of the weather situation outside, we're going to share with you from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, as we would have normally shared down at the graveside. But as the family will be dismissed, as the family will be dismissed today, they're going to be dismissed. They're going to go right down through the crossover to the fellowship hall. And so when we close, we'll have closing prayer, and then the family will be escorted down in that area. So if you want to meet with the family afterward, they'll be in the fellowship hall. On behalf of Margaret Lee's family, we want to thank all of those who have been praying for them, sending cards and letters, and certainly providing the meal for the family. We do appreciate them. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, Paul is writing to the church at Thessalonica to share with them the fact that they've not missed the rapture of the church. They were going through quite a time of persecution and tribulation. And so they wrote a letter to Paul asking Paul if in fact they had missed the rapture, or if in fact God's judgment was coming upon the earth. And Paul wrote him this letter back. He says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep." The question they had was how were their family members going to participate in the kingdom of God if in fact they had already passed away. They had already died. And so Paul says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope." There is no hope for eternal life. A life of joy and happiness with the Lord Jesus Christ, if you miss the Lord Jesus. If you miss the Lord Jesus Christ, if you fail to recognize Him as Lord and Savior, if you fail to receive Him as Lord and Savior, your hope is you will live forever. Many times people will say, and I've heard pastors say, "Well, we're going to take the deceased out here and put them in their final resting place." But let me assure you, there is no final resting place for the soul. The soul is going to live on. It's going to live on in one of two places. It's either going to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, or it's going to be an eternal judgment in hell. That's Jesus Christ, Luke chapter 16. That's not Jim Bogle. That's the Holy Scriptures. Miss Margaret Lee believed the Holy Scriptures, and she believed what the Lord Jesus Christ said was true. And so there is no final resting place for any soul. But those that have no hope are those that reject the Lord Jesus Christ. Simply, God says, "For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes upon Him should not perish but have everlasting life." That's as simple as God. That's so simple that a little child, little Peyton, can understand that very well. Just believe, believe. So Paul says, he doesn't want them to sorrow as others which have no hope. "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or go before them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." So if the rapture of the church takes place today, Ms. Margaret Lee Miss Margaret Lee's body will immediately come out of that this coffin. She'll go. It will join her spirit that is already present with the Lord, and it'll happen just like that. It'll happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, just as in the Garden of Eden when Adam took the bite out of that forbidden fruit. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, he became a dying individual. But God's going to come again as we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. The angels are going to pass over again, and they're going to reach down. They're going to touch us just as in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. But Miss Margaret Lee's body will go to her spirit first, and then you and I, which are in this sanctuary right now, breathing and living, alive, will be changed instantly, and we'll be caught up to be with the Lord in the air. That's what Paul's talking about. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or go before them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And Paul says this, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Seems like this nation's gone bankrupt. And people are really worried about the ills of this nation. But if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you know that these things have been reported to come to pass, that by and by these things would come to pass. You can have peace in the Lord Jesus Christ no matter what the condition of this nation is, no matter what the condition of this state is, no matter what the condition of the community is. In your home, you can have the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ if he dwells there. I promise you that. Paul says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Well, I'm comforted with that. I'm comforted to know that Miss Margaret Lee's home with the Lord. I'm comforted in knowing that one of these days we're going to see her again. All of her family. What a blessing they are. JC and Joyce, we'll see them again. And many of her brothers and sisters who I have not met. I know Glenn's there. We'll be fellowshipping with them again, and that's something to rejoice about. Let's pray, shall we? Now unto Almighty God we commend the soul of our dearly departed sister, Miss Margaret Lee Blenson, as we will commit her body to the resting place in our cemetery, with the sure and the certain hope of a resurrection unto eternal life, when the dead in Christ shall be raised unto new life and in a new world to come. Now, Lord, for Margaret Lee's family, I pray, may the Lord bless them and keep them. May the Lord make his face to shine upon them and be gracious unto them and give them peace. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's stand.